Thank you, God. Well, you can be seated if you can, or just stand around somewhere. Make sure you just don't get someone else's view or vision line. Well, we can go home now, but we'll get more. Now, it seems to me the Holy Spirit has had us in an excessive amount of time in Galatians 6 and Romans 5. You know, do you know any other scriptures in the New Testament? Yeah, there are lots. He must really want to drive home something, you know? I tell you you got to get something settled big inside you. All of our troubles began with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. That's where death began, in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I just cannot say enough about that. You see, we like to talk about the evil part. What killed Adam and Eve wasn't evil. It was the knowledge of good and evil. They were now going to start practicing in God's domain. And God didn't design us to know good and evil. We can't handle it.
That's right.
Yeah.
We can't. And when the Bible says death reigned from Adam, he's saying death reigned from the tree. That's where it happened. That's where it was first introduced, this knowledge of good and evil that drives people crazy. Where all criticism was born. Where all accusation was born. Where every offense was born. The place where people get turned into know-alls. And everybody else's judge. It's the place where perfection was born. All the enemies of peace and quiet. See, they had a good time in the Garden of Eden until they figured out good and evil. I mean, God came to see them peacefully in the cool of the evening every day, and it was a lovely day, and it was restful, and it was wonderful communion. But you throw some sucker into the midst who knows better. Have you ever noticed there's always someone who knows better than you? And oh, how lofty that tree will make you feel. I know more about good and evil than you do. I am now important. I outclass you. I outwit you. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was where death began, and with it every guilty thing about man's conscience and life, and every accusation. And it didn't stop till the second tree, which was the cross.
Hallelujah.
When that second tree was erected and thundered into the ground, pulling out the joints of our Savior, and he hung there bleeding, bruised and broken, the second tree did something else. It did away with that and said, now you got some options. Before, all you could do is live by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now you can come to the cross and live with this knowledge.
Hallelujah.
The Jesus who died for all good and evil, was all good and evil as fleshly and of the world. And I'll just put my spirit inside you, and you can live by him without that tree. Show me Christians who are still dominated by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and I'll show you people who are still dominated by the flesh and everything that's to do with the world. And may I remind you that that does, in a very small way, touch on what I said last Sunday about repentance, step number one to laying the foundation. Because the first step, repentance, is a turning away from the world. Step number two is believing in a new world. Turning away from the tree. Turning to the cross. You come up right at my face, you religious people, and you say, but what about the knowledge of good and evil? Don't we have to know what is right, and don't we have to know what is wrong? Let me tell you something I've thought through a lot and read a lot and studied a lot on. You don't need to know from anyone else what good and evil is, because the Bible says in the book of Romans, he's written it
in your heart.